بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. It has been the habit for the last 1.5 years perhaps to explain lessons that we can derive from the Qur'an al-Kareem, from the different surahs of the Qur'an. So having started from the beginning, I have now reached what is known as Surah Al-Haqqah. And inshallah tonight we will discuss the surah. In every surah of the Qur'an, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has placed unique meanings. Every surah is a miracle, every verse is a miracle. Every surah is something that we can relate with. The desire of explaining this here and you listening to it is that that person who gets blessed with the barakah of Quran, if within him the light of Quran enters, no darkness can ever take over him. So to bring ourselves back to the Quran, there was a time where people started feeling that this is definitely, it is definitely. So people started understanding that the Quran is a book of thawab and that's all it is. So because of which if someone passed away, you said bring the Quran. Someone passed away. Ramadan came, he said, bring the Quran, I want thawab. People forgot that this year is a life jacket. That without Quran, we will drown in the fitans that are coming, in the fitans of the day. Whoever will have Quran in his life, he will be surrounded with light. As long as there's light in your own house, if you have light, you don't get insects. You don't get cockroaches, you don't get rats, you don't get mice. But you put off the lights and you let many days pass, many months pass in darkness, then darkness has to bring its dirt with it. After the dirt enters, you can try a lot to get it out. You scream. When you scream, it runs out, but it knows its house is here. One way that the devil entered into our families was that Quran left us. Perhaps technology made us oblivious of Quran. Our time at night, which once upon a time could have been for Quran, was taken away. Maybe the devil put the thought in our mind, I don't know the meaning of Quran. So instead of saying to myself, let me read Quran and also look at the meaning, the person rather felt, let me stop reading Quran. Maybe the devil put it in the mind that Quran is for the boy who's a hafiz of Quran. Quran is for the boy who's making his door strong. He has to read his taraweeh. Whatever the devil put in, by the kindness of Allah, iman is still with us. Grab hold onto the rope of Allah. This is that rope that does not snap. But when man leaves it, man does fall. And many have fallen. Atheism came into lands where Quran was first taken out. A person doesn't become an atheist just like that. A person doesn't speak boldly against Allah just like that. Take away Quran from someone's life, his light is put off. The light is put off, definitely rats and mice are going to enter. Our heart will remain lit as long as we're reading Quran. Even we read little Quran, a small light is also Lord light. But the day you got no light, that's when darkness will take over. So may Allah make it that one is we start reading Quran. Even if we don't know the meaning, we start reading. Second is, to hear the translation of Quran and to enjoy it. And the desire must then come that if I could never grow up knowing the meaning of Quran, can I make arrangements for my children to know the meaning of Quran? It doesn't have to be an alim only must know the meaning of Quran. How in the school if they wanted Afrikaans, they pushed Afrikaans. If they wanted Zulu, they pushed Zulu. If I want Quran, I can somehow push that my child some way or the other must learn the language of Quran. Because I will not be able to every day say to him, and I will not be with him on his journey throughout, but his Quran will be with him. Even if he's not hafiz of the whole Quran, even if he knows one surah, when he will read the surah, or when he will hear the imam reading the surah, the bayan that he needed for that day or that month will come to him. Even if he doesn't practice on the truth, he will know what the truth is. If I could not
for whatever reason, have understood the Quran. Now I will start, at least I'll have my Quran, I will read, then I will have a translation, I will look. And besides my tilawat of Quran, one scholar said, I make one khatam of Quran per week. And then he said, in another khatam, I am busy with it for the last 30 years. So someone said, one, you're taking 1 week to finish, how come that is taking you so long? He said, one khatam, one reading of Quran I do while thinking of the meaning. Sometimes I only get 3 lines, 4 lines. But every day he's looking at 3 lines, 4 lines. He said, the last 30 years I'm still busy. I haven't finished that khatam. Me and you, we won't ponder so much. Look at half a page, read it, look at the translation, look at a little explanation. We got so much time in life. Take our time for Quran. And make this intention that Allah somehow or the other, my children, my progeny, they must know the meaning of Quran. This is that life jacket. Without it, whoever falls in the water, even if he's a good swimmer, will drown. When there is light, it makes the journey very easy. This surah is known as Al-Haqqah. We all know of the word Haqq. This is the truth. Al-Haqqah. Mal-Haqqah. Wama adraka mal-Haqqah. The truth. What is really the truth? How will you understand what's the truth? That's one translation of this verse. What do we mean by the truth? And this is what the surah will now explain. We live in a world, what we see around us, that's called ma tubsirun, what we see. Many of the people have understood this is the truth. Although we know behind every smiling face is another story. Behind every smiling face there's another story. Behind every word, we know when that boy writes a letter to the girl and he writes there, I really, really love you. And I promise I never told this to anyone but you. That same message, he just tapes it and he sends it to another 5 girls. Same message. And the girl also knows it. The girl knows it because her friend told that I got this message there, but I got that message. Knowing the boy is the biggest lover, still the girl will say, but he's a good boy. Me and you, we saw the lies of this world every day. And still we believe the liar. Every day when the lie comes out, we look at it and say, what a lie. And the next day again, we're going back with the world. Is this world really the truth? Ma tubsirun. And in the next few years, we're going to enter a time where we forget the truth. But our people will reach a time where the lie, knowing it's a lie, will mean more to us than the truth. How will this happen? See, for an example, whoever follows or whoever has watched television, he will understand that besides a lie, there's nothing in it. But it is such a lie that knowing it's a lie, I still believe it. Ask that one who got gripped with what is called this series or the soaps or this like continuous. It plays for 1 week and then next week it'll carry on, next week it'll carry on. The person knows it's an act. The person knows the one who's good is being paid to be good. And the one who's bad is being paid. And he knows at the end of that entire series, no one dies. No one. But as that man is watching it, if in one part, one person kills the other, you will see the one who's watching, he cries at it. He cries. He's so sad. That person, he knows he's alive. He can't even place his name there and he sees this person on the beach. So you ask him, what are you crying for? He says, how could that guy do this? They paid to do it. He's angry with one. He's crying for another. He's feeling so much of emotion. And you ask him, you know it's a lie. He says, yeah, yeah. Where the man knew the lie and still he could create such a feeling. Today they announced, or last week they announced that now the thing is ready. You put on a certain glasses. Normally glasses were meant to show you the real picture. Without my glasses I can't see what's written. So I don't know the time. You put on glasses to see the real picture. They have now taken out those glasses known as virtual reality. See that word, reality. I'll show you something real, virtual reality. So what they said is that now we had COVID, people couldn't mix with each other, everyone was feeling bored at home. But he also learned it's nice to do business from home, because I don't have to change, I can sit in my pyjamas, I can have my coffee, and I can go in the shop. But it's not the same, they said. I want to like interact. Virtual reality is now I'll put on my glasses, and that individual will put on their glasses. And our glasses will allow us to have a meeting now together where we are seeing each other like real, virtual reality. So I am sitting here, but it's not me. Witbank was too far. So I just told everyone, put on your glasses, and I put on my glasses. And where I am sitting from in America, I start giving a bayan. But I am now here and you are here. And we enjoy company for a few hours, and then we say salam and glasses come out. Now in that world of the glasses, I'm not real. But look at that word they use, virtual reality. It will be more real than your real world. More real than your real world. They discussed it like this, and they will always say it nice to make us wait for the time. But when those days come, you must know, the more they take us away from the truth, the more atheism and Satanism and filth and dirt comes amongst our people. They said, you don't need to have a Porsche, because with virtual reality, you only have to put on your glasses, and your friend can put on his glasses, and you in his life. Now what you want is yours. You can make your own room. They said you want to have a tea party. Why must you have it in your house? Have it in a virtual reality hotel. So I invite all my friends to my hotel, but I got no hotel. So they're all sitting in there. He's on that sofa. He's on that sofa. I even order virtual reality tea. Now everyone is drinking tea and he's saying also, hey, this coffee, this tea, it stops. But there's no tea. What a world, virtual reality. I want you to think of this Quran. This Quran, if ever there was the truth, this Quran will take us now into virtual reality. But al-haqqa, the real truth. This Quran is going to take us, and me and you will now put on these glasses. This Quran is going to put us on the plains of Qiyamah. And this is real. When I'm going to be reading these verses, I want you to see yourself on the plane. And you must see two groups in front of you, as Allah will describe it. I want you to picture that scene, because this is the truth. Where that individual gets so affected with what he knows is a lie. And when the one who puts on the glasses, he'll be in his bedroom, and he'll be moving like this. And then his mother comes in and shakes him. Are you having a fit? And then he takes out the glasses and he looks at his mother. He says, what are you doing? He says, the way you're moving. He says, I was in a rave. Because he's dancing at the moment. In a lie he is, but for him it's more real than anything. Quran was to say, you want reality, come, we will take you into the real world. Al-haqqa. The main message of the surah comes at the ending. Fala uqsimu bima tudsirun. وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That what you see and what you don't see, if you can learn to live with both of them, you will walk straight. What you see and what you don't see, if you can join both of them, you will walk straight. If you only put your mind only in the year after, then you driving your car in this world, you'll have an accident. Because you thinking of Qiyamah, 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 bang. Person says, weren't you looking where you're driving? Say, hey, I was thinking of that pretty whore. You're not supposed to be there, you must look where you're driving. And if you only look where you're driving, you'll only see the woman of this world, you'll forget the woman of the hereafter. But if you can join both, you will be able to drive straight in this world. When you have to look in this world, you look. And when it comes, Allah doesn't want you to look at this. You will not look, because you will be seeing something else. If you can see what you're supposed to see and what we can't see. Bima tubsirun, what we see and what we can't see, you join the two together. You will do business in this world, fantastic, but you will never cheat. Whenever the time comes to cheat, you will picture the plains of Qiyamah. We're not going to put on the glasses and live in a world only of the year after, because then you won't see what's happening in front. And neither will we remove the year after and only see this world. Allah Tawarukala says, there were people in the past who never wanted to believe the truth. You could have called them Thamud, you could have called them Ad. They were the mighty nations once upon a time. Kazzabat, kazzabat means to say this is not the truth, opposite. They denied the truth. Bil qari'a, they were not ready to hear the knock. Qara'a yaqra'u means you say someone came knocking at my door. So when someone knocks and you don't want to hear what you say, no one's knocking. But you can hear it knocking. Allah Tawarukala says, there's always a knock before the punishment. There's always a knock before death. There's always a knock before Qiyamah. But some people don't like to hear the knock, because they don't like visitors. So instead of saying, sorry, or saying, who's there, or say, I can't entertain you, you just close your ear. He says, the people of Thamud and Ad, كَذَّبَتْ بِالْقَارِعَ. They heard the knock, they never want to hear the knock. They said, there's no knock. Was it going to help them? فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. Even if they never want to hear the knock, when the scream came, Allah said, one scream and they were gone. One scream. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ. As for the people of Ad, they were destroyed. بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. With a terrible wind. We brought it upon them 7 nights and 8 days, husuman, continuously. The people of Ad were like giants themselves, giants. They were very tall. Allah Tawarukala said, فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. When they fell, to describe how tall they were, Allah said, you saw of the khajur tree. So what's the part? From the root it comes out? The stem. Or what you call the bark. The trunk. And the trunk goes very tall. The trunk goes very tall. Allah Tawarukala said, when they fell, they were like the trunks that were on the ground. They were just tall people. All of them just bang. All of them. How they fell. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. They were very tall people, very tall. A while ago in one of the Arab lands, they opened one grave, they found when they put those bones together, it was tall. They were so thrilled, they said, we found the dinosaur age people. Nothing dinosaur, this was this idea. 10,000 years ago, people were very tall. But when they fell, how they fell. Allah said, like the palm trees just collapsed. Look at this verse. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Can you find one of them left in the world? Can you find one? They never heard the person knocking. They thought, if I don't open the door, he's not coming in. Me and you sometimes, we also hear the knock. But because we don't want to change our life and see the truth, we also just put a plug in my ear. And say, just leave me with my entertainment. But the messenger of Allah knocks, and after a while, when you don't answer, the messenger of Allah turns. The door can have the greatest locks on it. وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ. There was Fir'aun, and the ones before Fir'aun. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ. So many towns who were turned upside down. All of them came بِالْخَاطِئَةِ. All of them came with the major sins. Meaning all of them lived their life. فَعَصَوْ رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ. Not ready to listen to the messenger of Allah. All of them became deaf to the knock. فَأَخَذَهُمْ أَخْذَةَ الرَّابِيَةِ. But when they were grabbed, could one of them run? هَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةِ. If they couldn't run, if Ad couldn't run, one step of his was like a giraffe. When you see the giraffe running, the poor lion has to say, well, I managed to keep up. One step of theirs, but when the messenger of Allah comes, hear the knock, and then come back into reality. In the next few days, or next few months, or next few years, we will see, and people around us will see. Countries will see a revolution, but not a good revolution. You will see a revolution of evil. Fitan and trials will burst. By 2030, the world will be a new world. By 2025, it will already be noticed. On the move towards that, education will change. The nature of television will change. The nature of magazines will change. The nature of how people relate with somebody else will change. The nature of who wants to marry who will change. How people want to dress will change. And where it has already affected non-Muslims in the world, it will affect Muslims also. And you might grow up to the nightmare where you will see that a boy says, I'm getting married to a boy. But it's not a non-Muslim boy, it's a Muslim boy announcing I'm marrying a Muslim boy. And you will want to say, how can you do this? And he will say, I got a right to do with my body what I want. And he might even say, and I will do it in the masjid. We don't know what we are going to see. But if 2 years ago someone told you that in 2 years' time the lands of the Arabs are going to be seeing parties and discos that even America has never seen, would the world have believed it? If 2 years ago you would have heard that in the land of the Arabs gardens are coming, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one narration, he said, the hour will not come until the land of the Arabs becomes gardens and rivers. Until the land of the Arabs become gardens and rivers. If you know what's the Arab land, it means there can't be a garden. You can't have a garden because that land is only desert sand. And you got no water. And you look at that narration and then you hear the announcements. The city of Neom, now it's talked about a lot in the media. N-E-O-M. Neom, the city of the future. In this Neom city of the future, which they hope to open by 2025, the city of the devil, in that city from wherever they call the Red Sea, from the Red Sea you're going to get water which is channeled for about 100 miles. 100 miles is a huge amount of place. As that water is taken, it's going to create islands of grass. Look at the word in the narration, until the land of the Arabs become muruj. Marj means grazing areas. If you ever saw a grazing area, you'll have to go into South Africa, you go into certain places of London, where only greenery. That's called marjun. When you let the sheep go, they can go anywhere. In the land of the Arabs, could you find so much of greenery, nothing but greenery? They announced, we will have islands. On the island besides greenery, you will see nothing. Nothing means not even place for a road. The roads will be underground. On the land will be nothing but grass. People must walk on the grass. There must be no cars. So there must be no fuel, and there must be no that exhaust giving out its pollution. It must be a garden. It must be rivers. When you hear of what they're going to do in the next few years and you look at that word of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you said, how my Nabi spoke. How he spoke. The day the land of the Arabs become gardens, but they have to write under it. It will be a garden where your every dream will come true. It will be a garden where you will not make one movement except that it will be under record. No one will move. Perhaps before you enter it, you'll have to be completely sanitized. And then they write, in every shop, there will be liquor served. What they had to write that in the land of the Arabs? In every shop, there will be liquor served. Your every dream will be fulfilled. Now the world would say, what a dream for me and you is, what a nightmare. As we're going to move toward those days where my child will want to say, your child might want to say, Allah save them all, that I'm going for my honeymoon, Where are you going? I'm going to a land which is in the land of the Arabs, which in every shop, alcohol is part of the menu. And if you say, but it's not permissible, you say, how can it not be permissible? It's an Arab. You think an Arab will give me haram? In every shop, alcohol will be yours. In a land where you'll just have gardens, and your every move will be under record. Every move. The day that comes, and that worry is, will anyone survive that? Allah Ta'ala says, Inna lamma taghal ma'u. Remember the time came where the water started rising. When Nuh alayhi salam's people had to be destroyed, water came from the sky, water came from the grounds. People opened ovens, water was coming from the ovens. People opened pots, water was coming from the pots. Everywhere water was coming. But as the water was rising, which meant death to humanity, حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ Allah says, remember at that time how we put you on the boat. Me and you know about the boat of Nuh alayhi salam. And we know that man survived because Nuh alayhi salam survived. لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرًا We did this so it could be a message to you. وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنُ وَاعِيَةً So that the ear could remember that when Allah wants to save someone, even in the floods of Nuh alayhi salam, he'll get saved. That floods will make him rise to his protection. When Allah wants an individual to be saved, even in the era of Dajjal himself, that individual will fight Dajjal. But the one who does not have a life jacket on, he will drown in the floods. If Quran becomes our boat, whatever fitna is created, trial, tribulation, I, you and our progeny, inshallah, if Quran is in our life, it will make us rise above every evil. And as the boat of Nuh alayhi salam moved, you will find your boat will move. The floods which took the whole world could not make that boat capsize, because Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha, its moving and its stopping was all under the eye of Allah. When people say, how can my progeny survive the future? The answer is, if you're not building your boat, you're not going to survive. And if you build your boat, then you don't have to worry about the waters. This Quran will make you go through the waters. It will make you go above the waters. It will make you be able to go diving into the waters and coming out again. But take out Quran and no one is going to survive the future. Allah Ta'ala says, let's go into the truth. What is the truth? This is Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ On the day when the trumpet will be blown, وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالِ When the earth and the mountains will be taken, فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا And they will be banged against each other, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ Now it's going to happen. This is the truth. So now me and you put on our glasses. And I want you to see the scene. You must hear the bangs. You must see the screams. And then you must make a decision where you want to be. This is virtual reality. Al-haqqa. The truth. The real truth. Will you understand what is real truth? Allah Ta'ala says, "One shaqqati as-samaa." On that day when the skies will split. فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذِ وَاهِيَ Until today the sky is solid. Although the Western world wants to say there's no sky. On that day when they see the sky splitting, they'll understand there was always a sky. Solid it is. It's called in other scriptures the firmament. Firm. But on that day Allah Ta'ala says it will be weak, that sky. Because now things will be coming through. وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا The angels will be on the sides of the sky. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ And then carrying the throne of Almighty Allah will be eight angels. As you will see that arsh, the throne of Allah coming, the world will start shivering. The truth. May Allah Ta'ala make it in this world virtual reality. We can put ourselves there sometimes. Think about that day. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ Before that, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَدُونَ. On that day you will be brought in front of Allah. لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. Not one of you, even if he is hiding, will be hidden. Beautiful Quran. خَافِيَةً, the one trying to hide, he also won't be hidden. You tell a man, you're under camera, what are you doing? Because he's hiding away, he say, no one must look. You say, most stupid you are, everyone is looking. On that day, the one trying to hide will be told, who are you hiding from? فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. For the one who will be receiving his book in his right hand. So you picture with your eye of your heart, picture that individual on that day. And the book is coming to him. فَيَقُولُ, and he's now saying, ha, everyone, come, come. اِقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ, I want you to read my report. He's running around telling, you'll read, no one wants to read, he is, they're all worried of their own. But he's so excited. Now he starts saying, inni dhanantu, I knew I'm going to find this day. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. He will be so relaxed, he will be so happy. في جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ, in such a high paradise. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. The fruits will all be hanging close to him. Normally when you're in a great place, then the trees have to go so high also. So in this country, when you have those high trees, we see it sometimes. I go to some people's yards, they have the palm trees, high it is. But while you're standing under it, you're also thinking, if that one coconut has to fall, my cover will be under this tree. You're always worried, and you can see so many already fell. You know how hard it is to clean when those leaves fall. They need a mustaqil, separate gardener just. And that gardener charges because he has to climb up there. When he's there, it's like I can fall tomorrow and I'm dead. But in Jannah, where the trees will be so high, as soon as a man desires, the branch will come right down. And the fruit will be right in line with your mouth. And then it's just the move of your hand to the fruit, to the mouth. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً. The fruits will be right there for you. قُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا. Then it will be said, O man of paradise, now eat, now drink. How much you want to, bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. Because we know in the days that passed, there were many times you wanted to, but you couldn't. There were many times in Ramadan we wanted to eat, we couldn't. There were many times out of Ramadan, there's something I want to do, but my Islam doesn't allow me. Which the world of freedom are asking this question. And that's what they tell our children. And through their adverts, and those who follow on television, and may Allah save us all from this. Because in the end of the day, it's a lie. It's a lie. In the past when you would say, forget your movies that you're watching, which is a filthy, dirty lie. And forget the age restriction, which is filth and dirt to another level. Where a prostitute is showing a prostitution to the world. Forget all of that. We said even the basic cartoon, even the basic cartoon is not the truth. But there the parent will say, it's a cartoon in the end. It's Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Superman, Batman. My child just likes it and he jumps a little bit. What art is it? But today when Superman itself announced that the next Superman will be bisexual, now you will wonder, what Superman got time to be bisexual? He has to be saving the world from billions. Where he got time to even have one wife? Why did they have to make Superman that you must have girlfriend and boyfriend? So that small child who sees it, he will say, my hero, if he can do it, how can there be anything wrong with it? And as soon as that child starts feeling there's nothing wrong, you'll have to ask a mufti, is there iman left in that young child? Is there iman left? Because my hero, how can my hero? When soccer stars were told to announce, I am gay, there was a reason why they had to say that. That the child now had to control himself, that I don't like him to be gay, but he's my man in the end of the day. So if he wants to be, then I must allow him the chance. And in that one allow him the chance, iman could be gone. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with who he loves. There was one secret in that here also, when you love someone, you will have to accept his fate as your fate. And it might happen because of that you lose your fate completely. الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِ A man is on the fate of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلِ Watch out who you make your friend. Even if you say it's only a movie, as I told you, you know it's a lie, but you cry when they shoot him. If that man on that movie is your friend, then his deen is also going to be your deen. His faith is also going to be your faith. May Allah save us all. It must not happen when he's resurrected. Then we have to find ourselves resurrected with them. You might think Hollywood has put in billions just to entertain me and you. You think they got time to entertain us. They put in billions in the movie industry because the devils behind that industry found it's one of the most powerful tools to remove the iman of the world. How else could you get prostitutes into every Muslim's house? How could you get beer into every house? How could you get music and dancing in every house? You needed to pay the price. You needed to pay that actress how much of millions that she was going to strip naked completely. She herself couldn't do it. If ever you had a chance, you shouldn't ever get the chance, but someone send me an article of one of those actresses of 30 years ago perhaps. She writes, when she was told to show her naked body to the world, for about 1 month after that she had to take sleeping tablets. Because it's not natural. Even she, a woman of filth, she couldn't do it. She said, I could not see what I did. What made them pay her so much of millions? Because the only way they could get the naked body in the house of the people of Iman is with that television. Look at that television, and if you see it, that this could be the end of the Iman of my future generation, then you say to your child, I think the time of Superman has come to an end. Superman's time is finished. Because it might not be you seeing a man flying in the sky anymore. It might be you may see a man kissing another man. At that time when the child sees it, then how will he react to it? Are you then going to explain to him it's wrong? Only Superman can do it, not you. Can't say that. So on that day there will be those who will be told, we know that in the world there was a lot of things you wanted but you had to just say no. So now enjoy. Now in that world you want to see movies, you can see all the movies. You can say, Allah, I want to really see how the world, how it went. Can you make one movie for me? Like, show me this party came and this one was stabbing him from behind. I want to know the whole story. I want to know who was the real chore, who was the real thief. So if you want to, while you're in Jannah, you can watch the whole movie from the beginning of Adam alayhi salam, and you can go right till the end of the time. Your pretty hoor will be sitting on your side. You tell her, just hold on, I'm watching this movie. Why? Because in the world, there were those movies. But I said, I don't want to spoil that movie for this movie. For الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِ You will be on the faith of your friend. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ Let every individual see who he has made his friend. If he makes an actor his friend, if he makes anyone his friend, and that man's faith is not clean, he must know that that man's faith is going to definitely affect his faith. Allah save us all. Now the glasses which are green are putting us, we saw that man running. How happy he was. All of us would say, I wish I can be him. Get my book of deeds in my right hand. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ As for the one who will be given in his left hand, he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي If only I do not receive my book. Allah Ta'ala in another verse describes that you will see some of them, their left hand, they will push it behind their back. Because I got no hands. You can't give it to me. It comes that Allah will make the angel take it behind his back and push it in his hand. وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ Whether you want your report or not, it's going to find you. He will say, I wish وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ I wish I don't know my result, because he'll know his result. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya. In this world, when a person's marks are not good, and he doesn't know how to tell his parents, she doesn't know. Then finally the thought comes, suicide. With suicide is the end. Just claim. In one masjid I went there, I had to speak about suicide. I said, the suicide is such an amazing thing. The devil might come to you on the 27th night of Ramadan, and he will tell you that if you want to kill yourself, tonight is the night. The reason? Because the devil will say, you really think on the 27th night of Ramadan, Allah will punish you. So if you want to do it now. For me it was a joke. After the Jummah Bayan, I met one person. He said, I need to spend 5 minutes with you, just jump in my car. I'll drop you off there. As we're driving, he said, you know why I'm giving you this lift? On the 27th night of Ramadan, the gun was in front of me. And the devil said to me, do you really think Allah will punish you if you die on the 27th? He said, rather people in other countries will say, ah, he passed away on Laylatul Qadr. He said, I put that gun. He said, exactly as how you said how the devil talks, he talks that. I really thought if I shot Laylatul Qadr, I would have died as a martyr. Laylatul Qadr. But on that day, there'll be no suicide also. On that day, the person will say, I wish I can die. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiyah. I wish death will come, but there'll be no death. Ma aghna anni maliya. He will say, my wealth could not help me one bit. Halaka anni sultaniya. All my power, my meko, my muscle, all gone. And then it will be said, now take him, drag him, push him, enter him into the fire. Innahu kana la yu'minu. He did not really believe in Almighty Allah. He was not really worried of spending his wealth to help the poor. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ. Today he will find no real friend. He will have no friend. Even though in Jahannam there will be so many people, and some might be the friends who you always liked. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, on the night of Mi'raj, I saw a container filled with naked men and naked women. And as the fire would rise, then their bodies would rise with the fire, because when you're getting burnt, that heat is so much, you are lifting up with the heat. And then it would come, their bodies are coming right till the top of the cauldron, the pot, then you'll just fall off. Just when it reaches the top, then as though someone puts the gas off, like, and he said, I saw the whole fire going down. And all those people again falling to the bottom. And then again the fire starts. What he saw naked men and naked women. Jibreel alayhi salam said, these are those in the world who would engage in that filthy acts. Now think of that person. All along he wanted that girl, or so many girls. He wanted, I want them all naked in front of me. That's why he was on porn. But the day the fire touches the behind, all those naked women in front will not make him at all thrilled. On that day you might have lot around you, but you'll have not one friend. Even if naked, 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 everyone is around you, it will only be punishment, punishment, punishment. Do we really want that life? There will be no friend on that day. Wala ta'am. There will be no food on that day. Illa min ghislin. Ghasl. We know ghasl. Make a ghusl. Ghasl, ghislin means one group of the people of Jahannam, their wounds, their pus, they will get a time when they are told, wash the dirt off your body. So they will wash off their dirt, their pus, their blood. That water that is used to wash one group will be given to another group to drink. That is ghislin. La ya'kuluhu illa al-qati'un. Allah Ta'ala says it will be sinners that will be eating. That is not for the people of cleanliness. But what a glass Quran has given us. Why I'm reading this, I want you to think that if you knew the Arabic language and your children know the Arabic language, then at least if I hear the Imam reading this in Fajr Salah, or I open up Al-Haqqa and I start reading it, even if I got a desire when I'm in my bedroom to look at some filthy picture, or even if I do look at it, but the day I read this verse, I will definitely say, Allah, I ask for forgiveness. I won't become so bold because I know I'm not ready to drink this. I know I'm not ready to eat it. If the meaning of Quran can enter back in our life, virtual reality will be ours. Whenever someone says, why are you not doing it? You will say, my glasses have made me see another world. Can you see the plains of Qiyamah? You can't, I can. When someone passes away, one person is screaming, why he passed away, why he passed away? Another person got virtual reality. He has put on the glasses of truth. He says, you can't see, but I can see. He's in a world of barzakh, paradise. I can see my father who passed away is enjoying himself. When he's enjoying himself in a paradise already, must I go and stress now? I lost a child. The world is telling me, your only child. Either I can say, Allah, why did you do this to me? Or I can say, I thank you, Allah, that my child did not have to ever taste kufr. I thank you, Allah, he never tasted kufr. A great tabi'i, a sahabi radiallahu anhu, most likely it was, at the end of his life, he was blind. A tabi'i came, met him. And then he said that he's waiting for his son to come help him to make wudu. So then he went out in search of the son and he found the son had been killed. So he said, I don't know how to go and tell this old man that your only hope in life, because the old man was blind already. When he came there, the old man heard someone. He called out his son's name. This man said, no, it's not him. He said, where's my son? He said, I got very sad news for you. I found animals had eaten his body. The man immediately got excited. He said, I thank you, O Allah, that you did not allow my child to live till the day where he would disobey you. Before the day came, you took him away. My work is done. They had on such a glass, that what they could see was different from everybody else what we could see. For them, death for the pleasure of Allah was life, because they were seeing beyond death. Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahimullah, when Masjid al-Aqsa fell, and then so many bayanat were being given, when will Masjid al-Aqsa come back to the Muslim Ummah? So in the bayan he mentioned, which he spoke to the Arabs, he said, when Allah's Nabi came, that's what brought Aqsa to us. He says, he created such a picture of paradise for his Sahaba. And he brought it so close, so close, so close to them, that Sahabi would actually put his hand like this, seeing the fruit of paradise. And as he's trying to grab it, it would be said to him, there's one bridge between you and this fruit. He would say, what's that bridge? It would be said, it's called the bridge of death. He says that Sahabi happily would jump over the bridge. And his father would be happy he jumped over. He said, when the battle was taking place, we have heard the incident that young Sahabi has told you, too small, go back. He says, oh Allah's Nabi, you allowed the other one to go, why can't you allow me? A Sahabi has told you, too young, his father comes and says, please accept my son. Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi says, what was the father saying? What was the boy saying? That father and the boy were saying, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to run towards my death. The father is saying, my son wants to run towards his death. Why are you stopping him? How happy they were when they put on their glasses and you're seeing Jannah. But you, if I explain, you're seeing the fruit of Jannah, you won't understand. But I know an old person, especially when you reach your old age, then it means your wife is also old. And that's the time when the old person says that, now I have to wait for the young hoor, I got no choice. So that man, you tell him, that when you on your last moments, and then you're looking at your wife there, apa next to you, and she's sitting, and you're saying, how many years, 30, 35 years? Remember when you were in this town and this happened, and remember, and she cries and you cry. And then as you're crying now, then Allah opens up the scene of paradise. So just before that, you're saying to your sons, you're saying to your daughter, you look after mommy. But you know, you got your own life. Who's going to look after Appa? Who's going to look after Appa? And you're crying and you say, my wife, I don't know, I don't want to die. Who'll look after you? And then you see that old man, then suddenly he's gone quiet. So everyone says, Sakarat. Appa starts crying, but not Sakarat at the moment. The moment the menu is being shown to him. So the door opens. And as the door opens, normally for old uncle, who will come? One pretty young girl. One whore will come. And wind will be blowing, so her hair will be flat. And then she'll look at him and he'll just be like stunned. And then she'll just go like this. And if she moves her lips, then he'll first words he'll say, I'm sure Allah will look after Appa. Let's go. Finished. Allah will look after Appa. So if that glasses can be put on when we're young also, then when a pretty girl walks in front, then we'll be able to say her, in my world of virtual reality, I'm looking at a world who's, at a girl more beautiful than you. When I look at you, I see you by the day getting older. And when I look at that girl, I see her by the day getting younger. When I look at you, I see a virgin who will never remain a virgin. When I look at her, I see a perpetual virgin. When I look at you, I see the things, the material of the earth. When I look at that girl, I see the material of paradise. When I look at you, I understand without makeup, you will not look how you're looking. When I look at that girl is makeup. She's natural. Her every taste is natural. Her every look is natural. If I can allow Quran to put me into the virtual reality, a world of al-haqqa, the truth, I will see the plains of Qiyamah when I need to see it. I will see paradise when I need to see it. When Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought Jannah so close, so close, so close, that he put his hand in front, and then the bridge was there. And he said, I want the fruit. He said, jump. He says, what's the bridge? He said, it's called death. He said, Sahaba happily jumped to the death. We might say that was that era. The world wants to know today, who pushed America out of Afghanistan? Who pushed them out? When they were kicked out and they went running, one of the leaders announced that we had a jamaat of ours, 80,000. 80,000 mustashhid. Mustashhid means talibus shahada. 80,000 in search of martyrdom. 80,000. He said, from the 80,000, we lost 6,000 in the battle against America. 6,000. He said, now the battle has come to an end. He said, I saw at the time of dawn, tahajjud, just before dawn, I saw what he would say, like 76,000. 74,000, 6,000 lost. He said, I saw that huge jamaat of mustashhid, talibus shahada. I saw them. Their heads were in sajda. They were not in sajda thanking Allah that the war has come to an end. He said, they were taking out tears to say, Allah, was there a certain sin of mine which prevented me also to be amongst the martyrs? Why did the battle come to an end and I never go? They were not liars, because the battle ended a while ago, but we know that the ISIS battle is carrying on, whether it's ISIS or America, we won't even know who's putting those bombs. But the other day when they bombed at a certain hospital, so one of the people who were mustashhid, talibus shahada, in charge of that, as soon as he heard there's an attack in that hospital, he started running. His own friends say, we told him, hold on. And he just looked at us and he laughed. He just laughed and he ran. That laugh of his was that I could not find my shahadat a few weeks ago. Allah brought it to me now. You ever see a man laughing? He went laughing into that place. And he gave his life. Someone will say, are they mad people? Do you run into your death? They will say, when virtual reality comes, then you will see that boy shaking, shaking, shaking. You say, are you mad? He'd say, you can't see what I am seeing. They said, you can't see what we are seeing. When the Sahabi ran in the battle of Uhud, someone said to him, where are you going? He said, I smell Jannah behind Mount Uhud. He said, I smell Jannah. They said, when we saw his body, it was nothing but wounds. Besides his fingertips, someone was able to recognize him through the fingertip. He said there was no sign of the man. Everything was disfigured. He smelt paradise. That was the end. Me and you need to bring this Quran back into our life. With the translation, with the recitation, were trying to make an effort to get a taste of the Arabic language, then when we will read this verse, وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ, there will be no food for them except from that waters. Then the individual will immediately say, Allah, I don't want that. I don't want that. May Allah Tabarakala bless us all with the taste of Quran, and then make an intention that I myself and my progeny, may Allah make it that Quran comes back into our lives. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ